An Accra High Court has ruled that the Executive Director of the Center for Freedom and Accuracy, Andrew Awuni, has no capacity to bring the sale of Merchants Bank to Forties to court. Justice Sophia Issa said Mr. Awuni cannot bring the case to court in his capacity as a citizen and also as a contributor to SNIT. She said if the application is granted, it will amount to equating every SNIT contributor to a trustee or a board member of SNIT who are mandated by law to take decisions concerning SNIT. Our court correspondent Beatrice Opon has the rest of the story.
Mr. Awuni filed the application at the court to challenge the sale of Merchants Bank to Forties. This he did as a citizen of the country and also as a contributor to SNIT. According to him, every decision taken by SNIT affects him as a contributor. This position was, however, contested by the lawyer for Forties, Tony Lita, who claimed that Mr. Awuni, as an individual and a mere contributor to the fund, cannot bring the action to court. Mr. Lita said SNIT is regulated by statutes and the board has the right to make decisions concerning it. Continuing with the ruling, Justice Benasco Issa said Mr. Awuni failed to show prima facie as to his capacity to take the action. She said SNIT as a body is regulated by law and he as an individual cannot disagree with what the law agrees on. The judge noted that Mr. Awuni failed to show that the action has violated his rights as a contributor. No cost was awarded against Mr. Awuni. Mr. Lita was unhappy with the court's decision not to award cost. He said the action by Mr. Awuni has brought huge damage to Merchants Bank and Forties. He said Mr. Awuni should have been heavily engaged to deter others from taking similar actions. Lawyer for Mr. Awuni, Egbert Fabio, said his client will appeal against the court's decision.
Our court correspondent Beatrice Opon filed that report.
Meanwhile, lead counsel for Andrew Awuni in his challenge to the sale of the Merchants Bank to Forties Private Equity Fund says the dismissal of the case is not the end of the matter. Speaking last night on Behind the News, Egbert Fables said the matter has now gone beyond Forties and its acquisition of Merchant Bank. He argued that it is now an issue of whether it is right, just and equitable for SNIT to collect pensions from workers but cannot be questioned or taken to court by any individual contributors when it is mismanaging the funds. He has consequently filed a notice of appeal.
This is a big issue involving pension fund, and I can confirm to you that barely some 2-3 hours after the delivery of the ruling of the court, we filed a notice of appeal, which then is clear that this matter, the ruling of the trial high court, has been appealed. So this is not the end of the matter. But I just also want all contributors to the state scheme to know that this matter has now traveled beyond 14th and its acquisition of Merchant Bank. It is now an issue of whether it is right, just and equitable for SNIT to collect pensions compulsorily from every worker in Ghana. And nevertheless, notwithstanding the fact that it has collected these pensions, when it is mismanaging the pension fund, an individual contributor cannot come to court and say, you are mismanaging the funds, stop what you are doing with my pension funds, because it will reduce the pensions I will receive in future when I go on pension. That is a larger issue that ought to be looked at now. For this, and for that matter, this case is just, if you like, a dashboard that has given rise to this larger legal question, which appears for now to be the position of the law. Because if you recall, SNIT in one breath is able to go after directors of companies who neglect in paying social security contributions for their staff. But if SNIT as a person in law has a right to go after people, individuals whose companies do not pay social security contributions, why should the law not be reciprocal? That if you also as SNIT collect the money and compulsorily and you also mismanage it, the individual should also be able to take you to court. And in fact, the SNIT law makes it very clear that SNIT can sue and be sued. So we are at a loss as why the court took the position that yes, you are a contributor, but that does not give you a right to sue. We think it is a bit interesting, and that's why it's been appealed.
So with the appeal, on what grounds are you appealing?
One of the grounds, for example, that have been filed is that when a trustee of pension funds is selling pension fund or trust assets, they ought to go for the best price and not any price at all. It is our respectful contention that the price that the estate sold the shares for was not the best price.
Egbert Fable is lead counsel for Andrew Awuni.